Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, August 7th. I'm Ray Graff. With us today is none other than Kizzy Williams Francisco, who many of us know from her long-running restaurant, Allie B's Cozy Kitchen, on Clinton Ave in Albany. Kizzy is an entrepreneur, a community activist, an organizer, and she is an expert on Southern cooking. She'll be happy to take your questions. We have lots to catch up on. The number to call is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. It is always a blast when Kizzy makes it here to Studio A. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. And the number again is 800-348-2551. Kizzy is here. Your call's coming up right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We welcome Kizzy Williams Francisco of Allie B's Cozy Kitchen today. Kizzy is a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, a great cook, a force of nature. Allie B's is named for the late Allie B. Bethea, native of South Carolina. In the 60s, Allie B. brought her unique recipes and style to Manhattan and began catering and selling food on the streets of Harlem. This is one of the all-time greats on this show. If you want to call now, 800-348-2551. You can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. So to recap, it's 800-348-2551 or email voxpop@wamc.org. Kizzy Williams, how you doing?
I am living it up.
Wow.
I am working hard. I'm being a mother, community leader, wife.
You know, just talking to you, I'm exhausted. I don't know how you keep the schedule up. I mean, really.
You know how? Let me tell you how. I let my wife sleep.
Really?
So my wife sleeps.
Yeah.
I'm up. I'm thinking. I'm dreaming. When she wakes up, I'd be like, I got a job for you.
Oh, really?
So it works, you know. When you have a family that's able to carry you with your ideas and they believe in you.
So what you're saying is you boss people around a lot.
I do. I do.
Fair enough.
But I always reward them.
Yeah.
You know, I give prizes. Like, coming up, I'm having a huge event in Fort Plain, New York.
So we're talking about that. Yeah. And by the way, thank you for bringing the ribs and the mac and cheese. We got happy people. Mike Bowen, who you at all costs, you want to keep this guy as happy as possible,
okay.
Had ribs and mac and cheese. And some of the newer staff have never met you before.
Right. And those ribs are the greatest ribs on earth. They're called Ed Mitson ribs.
Because of the benefactor, right?
Well, let me tell you why I named them Ed Mitson.
Yeah.
Because Ed Mitson loves them. And Ed Mitson is he's a big brother. So when people are part of your family and they love you, the same way Allie B's is named Allie B's, like my mother.
Yeah.
You give them, you put them in the store so that they can remember you love them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we got the Edmondson ribs.
Okay, so listen, you were telling me and exhausting me, frankly, about some of the things you have been doing. First of all, how is the mac and cheese franchise?
Booming!
Okay, well, I figured. You're in how many stores now?
I am in 120 stores.
That's crazy.
I'm in 6 states. And, you know, I want to just say thank you to Mona. Thank you, Mona Golub, for believing in West Hill. You know, West Hill is one of the poorest neighborhoods in the Capital Region. But you have great places like Market 32 that shows up everywhere, national, everywhere. And find little small places like Allie B's that are gems, that are America, that represent our country in so many great ways,
yeah.
And place them in their store.
Well, now, before we saint her,
okay,
and she does many good things.
Yes, she does.
These are business people. They're not going to sell it if it's not good.
Exactly. And you it's know? Good, good.
You're on tour, right? What's that all about?
You know, being on tour is fun. because...
Well, you're not a singer, right? I know you sing.
No, I do. I'm not a singer, but I do sing This Little Light of Mine.
Okay, yes, you've sung it.
This Little Light of Mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Whoa, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I love singing that song. It is... It even makes me a little emotional.
It's not the first time you've sang it on this show.
It is such a happy song for me, and I'm in such a happy place. Sometimes when I wake up and my wife is driving me to work, I tear up.
Hang on, just your wife drives you to work.
You know what? I don't drive.
Really?
I do not drive.
A lot of people from the city don't.
Well, I do have a permit. Okay. I do have a permit. I never really wanted to drive. I always knew I was going to have a chauffeur. Yeah.
So your caller gave you your chauffeur. How does that go over at home?
Well, you know what? I think she's happy that she takes me everywhere. She knows where I'm at all the time.
Hey, you make a point there. Our guest today is Kizzy Williams-Francisco from Ally B's. The number is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Yeah, so the tour is you're going to some of these stores, these Market 32s, right?
Yes, it's very fun. You show up at Market 32, and I get to meet people that I would have never met.
Yeah,
I get to greet people. I get to say hello, laugh, hug.
Doesn't that get tiring?
You know what? It does not get tiring telling people that I love you or thank you or give me a hug.
Don't you ever want to go into a dark room and just sit quietly by yourself?
No.
Really?
No.
Because I get that all the time.
Maybe a beach.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe a cruise or on a plane going somewhere. But I enjoy being around people. I enjoy talking.
Yeah.
I talk all day. And believe it or not, my wife, she'll go to sleep on it. Okay.
While you're speaking?
Yes, I'm speaking.
Welcome to the club.
Yes. But I love to talk. I love to sing. I love people. So I have the perfect job when I'm touring because I'm able to talk to 200 people within an hour and a half.
Two.
Yes.
The thing is, though, do you have enough time to do these events? And, you know, yeah, you got a driver and you're good to go there. You still have Ally B's to watch over.
Yes, I do.
How do you do it?
Well, when I book the tours, a lot of times when I book the tours, it's days that the store is closed.
Yeah.
And the community is happy. So it's said like if I do a tour on a Thursday and the restaurant is open.
Yeah.
The community is happy. You know why? Because I'm out working for them. Because, see, when I get my paycheck, I support my community. And the only way I can support my community is by working. So when I'm out doing tours and I'm selling mac and cheese, the people, they are dancing.
Well, I've seen people eat your mac and cheese, and yes, it does have that effect. I will say that.
They are so happy because, you know, when you get to my position in life, you belong to the people that love you, your children, your family, and your community. So when you're out there doing something for them, they can say to someone, I have someone. And guess what? They can always come to Ally B's for whatever it is.
You play poker?
No, I'm not a gambler.
Okay, well, you read people well. And I read people pretty well. And when you say those things, some people will say what you said in a very empty way. But I've seen what you have done and given back to the community. Let me ask you a simple question. And then we'll go to Joan from Schenectady before the first break. You got to be doing all right for yourself. Is money important to you personally?
Money isn't important to me personally, but I know we need money. Without money, I can't do what I want to do, like feed people, take people on vacations, you know, buy people clothes, buy bedding and bags and give TVs away. Literally,
we want to talk about that. Okay. Yeah, we want to talk about that.
So, it makes me you know how fun that is when you give someone a free raffle ticket and they get a TV or a bed and a bag.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that you're just giving away.
Do you ever think that, now, don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
Because you know that I love
your
food.
Come on,
you know that I love your food. And everyone here, you can see it on their faces.
Yes.
Do you ever think that maybe the food business is not what you should be doing something else?
Well, you know what? I love the food business. You won't believe it. When I go home, I cook.
Yeah, really?
Yes. I love to cook. Cooking is, I'm nothing without cooking.
Really?
It is it's an opportunity. When I go home, sometimes I just throw things together. Now, see, when I come to work,
yeah,
I cook history. And people need to know history. Soul food, Ali B's, is an American dish. And it's full of history, like the mac and cheese. You know, the French created mac and cheese. Thomas Jefferson came back from France in 1789.
With the recipe.
It's so much history. Who's Thomas Jefferson? One of our founding fathers.
Yes.
So guess what? That really makes us brothers and sisters.
Well, there you go. All right.
We love mac and cheese.
Our guest today. Okay. Our guest today is Kizzy Williams Francisco of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen. And of course, you've seen her stuff at Market 32's, and she's all over the community, and we have a big event to talk about in a moment. But let's go to Joan in Schenectady, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll talk about this thing that you have going on. Joan, hello.
Hello, Ray, and thanks for the places call. As a theater person, I appreciate that.
Hello, Joan.
Hello, Kizzy. Hello. I just want to tell you really quick, I check my short-term memory every day by trying to remember who the guest will be on Vox Pop. And as I was listening to the Story Hour earlier, and Shawnee was talking about her restaurant and said the exact same thing. You do it because you love it. You go out from the kitchen and you hug people and tell you love them. And I was like, Kizzy's going to be on the show today. Anyway, Kizzy, my family's going through a stressful time. We all love one of our siblings and we're supporting our sibling, of course, as one group. I want to know how to support the family with food, mac and cheese, obvious. And what else can I offer at any time we're getting together to help guide us all as a family through this stressful time?
Well, Joan, I really don't understand what you're saying.
Go ahead. You got time.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to, I was going too quickly. In addition to your mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Can you give me another thought? What else can I offer to bring to a family get together?
Okay. Oh, comfort
foods.
Okay.
We're all feeling a little bit of comfort food for a family in stress.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It's so many things. Like, it's hot right now. Potato salad.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who doesn't like potato salad? If you want to get wild, you can have the fried chicken, you know, collard greens, or some people, I love collard greens, but if they may not like, get string beans. I love fresh string beans, just some garlic and some salt and some butter, a little bit of olive oil.
Ooh.
Perfect. That's a simple dish. Garlic, salt, olive oil, and some butter. Mix that bad boy up.
Yeah.
You cannot go wrong. And a lot of times it's affordable, and everyone is growing string beans. It's something easy to grow.
Really?
Yes.
Do you grow it?
I you know what, in the past.
Aha, uh-huh. So you don't.
I have in the past. I have my own little garden. I grow collard greens, string beans, carrots. I did it up, Ray.
Okay.
But yes, let's say either potato salad or let's go with string beans.
All right. Joan, I'm so sorry. We're a couple minutes past the break. Let's take one now. 800-348-2551. Kizzy Williams is with us. We'll be right back. Additional support comes from New Marlboro Meeting House, featuring WAMC's Joe Donahue in conversation with David Nassau about his book, The Wounded Generation, coming home after World War II, August 8th at 4:30. Veterans welcome as guests, nhmeetinghouse.org. At Fresh Grass, presenting Abigail Washburn at Martha Redbone with support by the Cody Sisters, August 7th at the 62 Center at Williams College. Tickets at freshgrassfestival.com. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here with you, joined by Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Allie B's. And Kizzy, you were telling me before we started this show about a really unique event that's coming up.
Oh, yes. So Allie B's Mac and Cheese, Allie B's Cozy's Kitchen, the Culture Center is giving, and all of that is me, is giving a huge event in the town of Fort Plains. Thank you, Mayor Pat.
Why are you going to Fort Plain?
Well, that's my stomping grounds right now.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I run at.
Explain.
Explain?
Explain why you're there. I mean,
that's where I live.
Oh, do you live there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ray will ask you everything. He want to know from the bottom. Boom. Yes.
You didn't have to say I live there. Now everybody knows you live there.
That's perfectly fine.
All right, fine.
I live in an amazing town, and we wanted to grow. And so basically, when you want the young people to take care of you, okay, because that's what we want. We want young people to grow up and be like us.
Yeah.
You have to teach them. And the mayor of Fort Plains and I are working together so that we can be able to install into the youth that have these fantastic events.
Well, what's the event?
The event is called Allie B's Giveaway.
Oh, okay. What are we giving away?
We're giving away TVs, bed in the bags, free brand new clothes, hot dogs from Allie B's hot dog cart, just like when you go play the Yankees against the Mets.
Hang on. Let's just stop. I'm gonna just hold the phone here. Didn't know you had a hot dog cart.
Yes.
You got my attention.
Yes. And you know who else is showing up?
Who?
Market 32. Price Shopper is showing
right
up. So they're going to have a table, and they're going to be giving out a lot of love to the community. Grassroots givers right here. And I even asked the Albany Rotary Club. They're showing up. The Navy is showing up so that...
Wait a minute. It's landlocked, isn't it? Listen, how are they going to get there?
Well, they're going to drive.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
It is going to be... We got a DJ. We have the group that says, Take Me Down to Stewart, showing up.
What is that? What is that?
It's some young two boys from, I guess, Johnstown, Gloversville area.
Yeah.
And if you Google them, put in Google, Take Me Down to Stewart's, or I Love Mac and Gravy, they're going to perform. And you know what? What's special about this group is that it's badder than bad, like good bad.
Right.
And no one even asks for money. And this is like August 23rd is Fort Plains, and August 30th. It's Albany, New York.
Uh-huh.
So Albany, I'm going to have an event here on 64 Quell Street. And we got to give a shout out to Trench the Guy. He'll be performing. And he made up a song called Allie B's Mac and Cheese.
Yeah. So people are writing songs about you.
Yes.
All right.
And it's the community. And you know what? These young people, they are not physically related to you, but then they become your family. Because you know, Ray, people don't have to be blood to be your family. So the Capital Region is building young people, or I would say Allie B's is working to build the young people. And the young people are showing us how much they love us through music.
I mean, the thing is about this, we've seen things like this before, but oftentimes it is somebody, okay, I'm going to get my business out there. I'm going to do this. This helps my business. This isn't your angle on this, is
right.
it?
Right. Well, let me tell you what the angle is. If I don't take care of my community, how can they take care of me? That's the truth, okay?
Yeah.
I want to live. I want to be happy. I want to have a good life. But you can't have a good life if you don't take care of what's around you. And that's what I do.
You're not wrong.
Oh, I know. I come from a place that, you know, I grew up in the projects in Harlem, New York. And Jackie Robinson. And they taught me to have cookouts, block parties, and to give back to your community in that way. Celebrate your community. Teach them how to celebrate the community. And that's what I do. It's not always easy, because like you said, sometimes I am tired.
Yeah, you gotta be.
But I still do it.
Our guest today is Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Allie B's Cozy Kitchen in Albany. She gets around. She's all over the place. The number is 800-348-2551. And you know, we talk about, oftentimes Kizzy's on this show, and we talk about big items, things that are bigger than food, topics that are bigger than food. But if you have a food question, feel free. She's pretty good. 800-348-2551.
Yes, and you know what else I want to talk about with Fort Plains is that Fort Plains is where the first original African-American professional baseball player comes from. His name was Bud Fowler. He was born in like 1863. And if you come through Fort Plains, they do have like a little museum piece of just a plaque that talks about him.
Yeah.
But 2 years ago, maybe it was last year, the Baseball Hall of Fame just now, like, they recognized him. And now he's in the Hall of Fame. Bud Fowler, the first African-American baseball player, comes from Fort Plains, New York.
Have you ever been to the Hall of Fame?
You know what? You would not believe I just now was in Cooperstown.
It's a great
now,
town.
I did not go to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Why?
I was on tour.
Ah.
I was at the Price Chopper, and I'm going to tell you this. It was like 2 weeks ago, I think. Everyone was celebrating up there in Cooperstown. I was there, and I met
induction,
some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met some amazing people from all over the country. And so Cooperstown.
You should really check out the Hall of Fame sometime. Okay. It's really amazing.
I'm going to listen to Ray Guy.
Really?
Yeah, of course I am.
Wow, that's nice.
You're my brother.
Most people around here don't listen to me.
Oh,
so
we
that's...
listen to Ray, okay?
The number is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. So anything new cooking at your usual job at Allie B's?
Well, I'm always cooking something new.
Yeah?
Okay. Now, I may not always stay on the menu, but what have I been cooking? Well, I just cook a lot. Like today, I had 3 caterings today.
Really?
And we did open up a little late today because we had 3 caterings. So don't be mad at me, guys. I was in the kitchen working.
So but, you were there. You just weren't answering the door.
I was there, and we did have a sign on the door.
Yeah.
I'm doing cooking classes in Johnstown. At 1 Church Street.
Yeah.
And
what do you teach? This is an interesting point.
Okay. I teach everything, believe it or not. I teach from soul food. I take them to Italy. I take them to China.
Do you do Italian food?
I do Chinese
food.
Of course I do Italian food.
Come on.
I got the Italian running in my bloodline. I'm telling you the
truth. Do you have Chinese running in your bloodline?
Well, I do have, I guess what I would say, what's inside my blood? Because I took the DNA test.
You did the 23andMe or
yeah,
one of those?
Yeah, I got so much stuff in me. Is when it comes from my dad's side, it is a lot.
Aren't you afraid that someone is going to,
someone's
going to have all of your DNA?
Listen, if they can get my DNA, then they're special. And if they can use my DNA, then they're going to be even more special because I'm the bomb.
Well, I mean, down the road, they might be able to reconstruct a clone of you. Then you have a couple Allie
B's. I like that.
Yeah?
Then maybe I won't have to work so hard.
Well, maybe you could drive yourself.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I would like that.
Give your driver a day off. Our number is 800-348-2551, and the email is voxpop@wamc.org. So when did the hot dog cart start?
You would not believe I bought a hot dog cart during COVID.
Did you? You never told me about
this. And they sent it to me all the way from, I think, Greenville, South Carolina.
Really?
It's absolutely beautiful. But I want to talk about the cooking classes that are
doing. All right,
I'll
go back. But I still want to talk about the hot dog cart. But you go ahead, dude. You talk about...
So my cooking classes in Johnstown, what's really special about it is that it brings culture to a small community. I'm teaching them things about the world. You know, like I do chicken and broccoli. When you do honey, chicken, and broccoli, you just need like some honey, some garlic, some, what is it, soy sauce, some, I guess it's one more ingredient that I put in it.
You are tired today, aren't you? You don't show it, but I can tell you're tired.
I am tired. Let me tell you why. I went to bed last night, must be about 2 a.m.
Yeah, really?
And I got up this morning. You wouldn't want to know what time I got up.
2:30?
I got up at 5.
Ah.
Yes.
That's about when I get
up. And I've been up.
Really?
Ever since. Just, and the first thing my wife says to me when I get ready to go to bed, you have to get ready because you know you're with Ray tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I said, unbelievable.
You know, not for nothing. You know, people might have remembered the last time you were on, you said you were going to bring your wife to the show.
And I wanted to bring her. You see, babes, I know you're listening, okay?
Yeah.
Come visit the studio.
Yeah, well,
come
listen,
to WAMC.
It's easy to say now.
This is her favorite station on earth. The greatest. You know what? When I'm out in the world, you know what I tell people?
What?
I'd be like, WAMC is the greatest radio station in the world, the smartest radio station in the world, local Albany Capital Region, and Ray is it. Now, we do love Joe. We love you, Joe.
Which one's Joe?
Joe!
No, I'm kidding. Of course, of course.
I'm going to beat him.
I'm
going to beat Ray right now, okay, Joe?
Now, that would be good radio,
oh,
me running
goodness.
Away. That would be great. Our number is 800-348-2551. Why, Kizzy, what draws you to, and why do you love Fort Plain?
Well, it was the house.
Oh, yeah.
It was, honestly, it was the house. You know, I come from a place that was, as again... I come from the projects.
Yeah.
So when I think about what God has given me today, it makes me emotional.
Yeah.
You can hear it in my voice.
I do.
Fort Plains, it gives me peace. The people are just so amazing. You know, the first 5 months when I lived there, my neighbors, thank you, Rocco, he mowed my lawn, shoveled my snow.
Oh, that's nice.
Literally. The community is love. I have had an event at my house one time, and I want the world to know who I am. You know, I am a Democrat, okay? And I had a huge event at my house for our Senator Pat Fahey. 99% of my neighbors are Republicans, and they all showed up. That's what type of town I live in, to support the person that was going to win, because she won. And they showed up. It was a fee to come in my house. It was like $40. They still showed up, about 30 people, paid $40 to talk to our great Senator Pat Fahey. I live in an amazing community. So you get what I'm saying to you.
I do. And by the way, can I get Rocco's number about doing the lawn and the snow blowing? That would be nice.
Let me tell you, Rocco, he helps everyone. And he's Italian.
Well, I figured.
Yes, he is.
A pretty good clue there.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, let's see. We've got, let's take a break right now and then we'll get back to the phones. Mike Bowen, let's take one. 800-348-2551. It's Kizzy Williams Francisco from Ally B's. Oh, well. There's much to do and much to discuss. As long as she doesn't beat me, we're good. J.J. Johnson on trombone there with Horace Silver at Nutville here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551 is the number. Kizzy Williams Francisco joins us from Alley B's. Additional support comes from Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Brian Stokes Mitchell joins the Philadelphia Orchestra August 7th in Aaron Copland's Lincoln Portrait and a selection of Broadway tunes. Tickets at info at spac.org. It's a Food Friday, and it's all about Kizzy today.
I love that. Yeah. I love when it's all about me, because when it's all about me, it's all about the world. Because, see, I represent people.
You are the world? Is that what you're trying to say?
I am the world.
You're not going to sing that one, though, right?
We are the world.
Oh, here we go. All right.
We are the children.
Look, Mike Mullen's doing the dance.
Yes, yes,
okay, you can stop that now. It's frightening
me. If more people sung that song. Come on, that was like the 80s.
Right.
That was a special time.
I don't know. I thought the 80s were kind of overrated.
I loved the 80s.
Really?
Yes, it was. I mean, look, it was kind of easy back then.
I don't
know. Things are different now.
I was just getting started in radio back then. It was tough. I was eating saltines.
I love saltine crackers with some sardines.
Sardines?
I love sardines on top of white rice.
Do me a favor. Never bring that to the show when you're on, all right?
You don't like sardines?
I'm not a fan.
Oh, man, with some onions and green peppers.
Now, you don't serve that at Alley B's ever, do
you? You know what? I'm going to tell you who actually serves sardines.
What's that?
The rich. The rich, rich, rich.
The rich, rich people?
The rich, rich, rich people. They don't talk about it, but they eat sardines.
I mean, I don't mind anchovies on a pie.
Listen,
a pizza.
I love anchovies. I love oysters out the can.
Really? I've never gotten the oyster thing.
I love it.
Really?
It's delicious on some crackers.
You're kidding me. I put butter on my saltines.
You're whack.
I'm whack.
Yeah,
well,
whack.
You know what? Apart from the insults, Chris writes in, I love the vibes when Kizzy's on the show. Is there a way I can get the ribs and mac and cheese through mail order? I'm too blind to drive.
Okay.
Now, listen, you know, we can't do, like, direct business, but do you do mail order stuff or anything like that?
Well, if they are here in the Capital Region, they can go, what is it, Grubhub, DoorDash.
Oh, okay, there's that thing.
Everything.
Yeah. Okay.
They have all of that. Or they can just put in an order, like a catering order.
Oh, gotcha.
Something like
okay.
that.
Okay. And we're joined by Kizzy Williams Francisco today. Mark in Glens Falls is on. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, Mark.
Hi. Hi. We've been to your to Alley B's and absolutely enjoyed it. But of course, it's 50 miles away. We do have a Market 32 nearby, and I wondered, it's a big store. Where in the store can I find your mac and cheese?
Well, Mark,
what aisle?
Well, you go right to the deli. I'm going to make this very easy for you. Instead of you looking for the product, go right to the deli where they serve like hot pizza and say, where is Alley B's mac and cheese?
Okay.
And you know what? They will direct you right to the area. So just ask. Don't look.
And also, Mark, you know, on any given day, she might be on tour there in Glens Falls. So,
that is the truth. I have been there on tour, and I love when I get to go to Glens Falls because it's not far from Lake George. It's you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, you have been, how long has Alley B's been open?
It has been, it's going on 13 years.
Okay, you have been a staple, a part of that community for so long.
Yes.
You live in Fort Plain. Have you ever thought about opening another Alley B's in Fort Plain?
You know what? I do not. I'm happy right where I'm at in Albany. Isn't that something? That Alley B's is about 1,000 square feet. It's not really a big place, but it has a huge heart. And I like just being right there. You know what? I'm already growing. We grow I have 10 different jobs. We're in 122 stores with the mac and cheese. If people want to cater, we go from state to state with our food.
Yeah.
So,
Well,
I like being small. I don't want to open up. I got my fingers pointing at Ray right now.
She's admonishing me again.
I do not want to open up another Alley B's. I love 353 Clinton Avenue right in Albany. We will not go anywhere, and we will not open up another place. The only thing we will do is expand that mac and cheese from country to state. Okay?
Really? You're going to move it all over the place,
I love Montreal. So why not have mac and cheese in Montreal?
Well, how's your wife going to drive you to Montreal?
She wants it, too.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I got to talk some sense into her.
I'm going to tell you this.
What?
My wife, 17 years ago, we were sitting on a couch. She looks over at me, and she says, "Where did your mother get this recipe from?" The mac and cheese recipe. Literally, that's what she says to me. And I look over at her, and I turn my head. I don't even respond. I just looked at her like, this one is crazy. But now I bring it up to her all the time. I be like, you remember you said that to me? So she is like, when it comes down to mac and cheese.
She's a fan.
She is the biggest fan.
But yours is so, I mean, without talking out of school, because you've told it on this show.
Yes.
One cheese.
One cheese.
One cheese. It's a simple recipe.
America.
Right.
America started off with cheddar cheese. English created cheddar cheese. And again, when our founding father, Thomas Jefferson, came back, and it was a young man that he had took to France with him, James Hemings, and they came back to America and they wanted to make mac and cheese. They used what we had. One cheese, one noodles baked in the oven, full of love. And that's also how authentic America is. America is an authentic, original place. And just that's the mac and cheese.
Well, from a mac and cheese standpoint, putting aside the history of the whole thing,
yes,
why is it so good then if it's the simple ingredients that a lot of people use? A lot of people go crazy over, and I've seen it today, over your mac and cheese here
because
at the station. Why?
It's original. See, this is the thing. A lot of times when people put too much in a basket, it changes who everything is. It'll change who you are if somebody put 50 apples in a basket and you had to carry 50 apples.
Yeah.
If they just left you alone by yourself and just put one apple in that basket, you will be able to taste the apple. You would know if it's a red apple or a green apple, a yellow apple. If you got four apples in it, but how you gonna know which one is what? You ain't gonna know. But when they eat Allie B's, they're able to taste what mac and cheese tastes like.
That's an interesting comparison. I've done shows where we've talked about apple pies. Some will use one apple.
Yes.
Some will use a variety of apples.
Yes, and it changes the person. It changes the taste. It changes everything. And I am, first of all, I love bragging about how I am an American girl. Yeah, and so that's what I build on. That's what I create. And my business, Allie B's, is America. Soul food is America, okay? And just like when people, I don't know, when they have French fries or something, but French fries is French. Okay?
Freedom fries.
Yeah, freedom fries.
Yes. You got to remember that.
Yes, you're right.
America.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to these dishes that we cook in Allie B's, it represents my family, your family. You get what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying.
Both of our families been cooking these same dishes for 250 years, okay? 250, where we at right now?
250 and change.
250.
Yeah.
And the recipe is like, what, 230-something years, that mac and cheese recipe that I?
Yeah.
So,
well, good.
Just be original. And if you're original, you will always win. Yes.
You're getting back to Allie B's location. You've been there 13 years now.
Yes.
I don't know. You've been on this show coming on for years now.
Yes, even during COVID.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
You're part of that community. What's the vibe? How are you feeling? How's it looking over the last 12, 13 years? You see any changes?
Oh, yes. I have seen so many changes. You know, like the people. When I first opened up Allie B's, the people didn't know me. So people would, again, Allie B's do sit in a area where there needs to be a lot of love. And the people didn't know me. And sometimes when I would come back to work late at night, sometimes I would have homeless people in front of the store.
Yeah.
Today, the homeless people that would sleep in front of the store, they have found them a home because they know they should not be sleeping in front of the store. Now, they may come back, come later for a dinner, and I will give them a dinner because that's what we do. We have to feed each other. And these same people have came to Ali B's and have bought a meal.
Yeah.
Even if it's once a year. And that's what keeps me open. Isn't that something?
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yes.
And I love that. I love that story because at this radio station where we do what we can for our communities and far and wide, there are people who can never give.
Right.
We rely on a lot of donations.
Yes.
There are people who can't give at a given time. And one of the best parts about that fund drive is when all of a sudden someone says, you know what? 20 years ago, I was having a tough time. Got a few bucks now. We're going to help the radio station. I love that.
Yes.
And so it's giving back. It's a circle, isn't it?
It is such a circle. And I'm going to tell you, Ali B's, I remember a young lady, she had sent me a text and she had said to me, thank you. I just bought my home. She bought a home in Pennsylvania. And I had told her, you can buy a home with just $100,000. And she was like, no way. She didn't believe it. And then she went to Pennsylvania. She followed the steps, 1, 2, 3, that I gave to her. And she bought a home. So this restaurant, it helped people buy houses. This restaurant, when someone is getting married, they're calling us to show up and cater their event for their wedding. And these same people come back to the restaurant and be like, thank you for doing my wedding. We've been married for 5, 6, 7 years. You know, well, babies.
You could cater the divorce, too, at some point.
Well,
right?
We haven't had that.
No, not
thank
yet.
Thank God. No divorces.
Divorce, no.
But what we have had is babies, where people get pregnant, they have babies, and you know what the babies are called?
Ali
B's
babies. Oh, come on.
Yeah. The babies come in looking for mac and cheese. They literally walk in the door.
Now you sound like a
and
cult leader.
Listen, the only thing they can say is mac and cheese. The baby.
The first words, mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese. It'd be 5 months old. 5-month-old baby sitting in their mama's arms, and they're looking at their mama like, chew it up.
Mac and cheese,
yes,
mac and cheese. That's nice.
So the Capital Region has their own product now, Ali B's mac and cheese.
I know. We've mentioned it.
Yes.
I know.
And who does it belong to? It belongs to the Capital Region.
Is there a time, and by the way, you can call if you want. I'll talk to Kizzy 3, 4, 5 hours at a time. I don't care if anybody calls. Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Ali B's is our guest. 800-348-2551 if you want to call in the last 4 or 5 minutes. Got to say, is there a time now? Look, all right, well, let's start it this way. How many people, you can't do 3 catering events by yourself and run the shop and do everything, right? Am I right?
Well, you're right.
Okay. You have some people who work for you, right?
Yes, I do.
Is there a time that you can see in the future where you'll say, yeah, I'm done with the restaurant. I've had it.
You know what? I have a son. I have two boys.
Yeah.
And my oldest son seems like he may be the next Ali B.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. It's kind of emotional. When I think of him going to Casio, you know, he is, every Monday he's at a Market 32 promoting. So he's on tour too, the son.
Really?
So every Monday you will find my son at a different
store.
Yes. Selling that mac and cheese, promoting it.
But can he cook?
Oh, he can cook. He fries chicken. He can make mac and cheese. He does collards.
Let me ask.
Is he a full-time worker at Ali B's? No, he's not.
But could he be down the road?
But he can be.
Okay. Now, you know, my friend Rocco DeFazio.
Yes.
Over in Troy, his kids, a lot of, you know, a couple of them are involved very much in the family business.
Right.
And I never asked Rocco this. When he was bringing them up and when you were bringing up your son and who may or may not have that knack to take on the mantle down
now,
the road.
Mind you, I got two boys.
Right. Well, here's the question. Is it tough for the son to live in your shadow? And is it tough for you not to be too critical about the way he does stuff in the kitchen?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say no and no, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I really, he's been in the kitchen so long.
Yeah.
That when he was younger, like 14 and 15, that's when I was on his back. Like, so, yeah, when he was 14 and 15.
Teaching him the ropes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now he's like 28. So he helps, I'm learning from him. Like, it.
Interesting.
When I fry 100 pieces of chicken, I may use 10 pounds of flour. When he fries chicken, he's using 5 pounds of flour.
But is it good?
It is good.
Really?
And I'm proud of him because I'd be like, wow. So that's what I have. I have learned to save by watching him.
Is there a part of you that says, oh, don't do this. This is a tough road.
You know what? I'm his mother.
Yeah.
So I would love for him to be part of Ali B's and keep Ali B's going here in the Capital Region forever because it's needed. Where will West Hill be without Ali B's? West Hill needs Ali B's, and guess what? Ali B's need West Hill. So I pray that my son do take on, and I pray that he has children and his children take
I hope
on.
He's not listening. He's going to be very embarrassed by all this.
But this is what I will tell you. One thing that's going to last forever is that mac and cheese.
You know what? We can always come back full circle to the mac and cheese.
Yes, because I no longer have to make it myself. I have a company that produces
it. Okay, we've talked about this. Maybe not the last time, but the time before. How do you ensure quality control?
They send samples.
It has to be to your spec.
Yes. They send samples every 5 months or something so that I can. And you know what else I do? I literally go on Market 32 and buy it.
Just to test it?
I buy it myself.
Yeah?
Yes. And it's always
ask
good.
For a freebie once in a while?
Yeah. I don't even want it free.
Okay.
I want to pay the same way you pay. The quality is amazing. And we're going to take over the world. We're going to be in China.
You're going to take... you're not.
Oh, I want to.
Why? The export cost must kill you.
Well, who knows? I want to bring my culture to other families. Why not? This product that we have is America. So why not take America everywhere? China, Japan. Do you feel what I'm saying? I have been to Paris, and guess what? Paris ain't got mac and cheese.
Well, I mean, listen. They must have.
Not ours.
Mac and
it ain't nothing.
Fromage.
Let me tell you. You know how they put cheese curd. When you go over to Canada.
Wait a minute now. Let's not cast aspersions. Come on. All right. I got to tell you, Kizzy, it's always great catching up with you. And it's so much fun. And you do good work.
Well,
know?
I am the best.
Well, and you're not that modest. So it works out pretty well. Hey, great job today. And thank you for being here. Do you guys have a website?
We do. Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen at LL.LLC. Check us out. Or Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen at gmail.com. That's if you want to do a catering.
Okay.
Email us.
Right.
And if you want to come to our event, Fort Plains, New York.
Oh, yeah.
August
what day 20, is that?
August 23rd.
Okay.
Invest your money in Fort Plains.
Wow. That's it's quite.
That's my town.
Didn't know you were going
there. I have to throw it at him.
I mean, it's kind of a. Okay, that's a good way to, and a strange way to end it.
And we love you, Mayor Pat.
You know what? All right. Well, I tell you what there, Kizzy. This is another one for the books. Thank you, my friend.
Yes.
We love that you are here for us when we do our fun drives. And, you know, we're here for you.
And take me down to Stewart's.
Okay, that's it then. Support comes from Pioneer Valley Food Tours, Northampton, Massachusetts, offering walking and bicycle food tours that explore local food and beverages in western Massachusetts and Brattleboro, Vermont. PioneerValleyFoodTours.com, and the Devlin Inn and Suites, Main Street, Lake Placid, welcoming families, athletes, and groups to the historic Olympic Village with Adirondack Mountain views and dog-friendly accommodations. TheDevlinNY.com to learn more. And Gallery 40, presenting PK Art Mile, U-Haul trucks transformed into pop-up art galleries on Cannon Street in Poughkeepsie, August 9th, September 12th, and 13th. Open to the public, Instagram at PK Art Mile. Thanks again to Kizzy Williams, Francisco of Alley B's, and regards to her chauffeur. Thanks to Mike Bowen, our engineer. Barb King screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. All right, that's it for the week. We'll see you Monday.